This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Walking the ball floor will be Casey Boss. Both teams putting some pretty good defense on the board here in the first couple of minutes. Trying to lob it down low to Boss on the low post. Catches and shoots and scores. Boss with both buckets here for St. Paul.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
The rebound brought down by Matt Bowman and Kearney Catholic. With the ball into the front court, Hoosman gives it to Butler down the lane. Scoop shot up and in for Drew Butler. And you just kind of have the sense that right now Kearney Catholic's in the middle of making their move here.
The Lou Platt's top teams battle today for conference supremacy in Kearney and a 2010 title. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, I guess, since we're starting early today. Good afternoon, everyone. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, live from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic for our continuing coverage of the 2010 Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament as we're bringing you hoops all day today. It's time for the girls' consolation game between the Adams Central Patriots and the Wood River Lady Eagles. It's the first of four games today. It'll be followed up by Kearney Catholic and St. Paul and the boys, then the championship games tonight at 6 and 8. On the girls' side, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Centura, and on the boys' side, it'll be Ravenna and Adams Central. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. The visitors today will be the Patriots of Adams Central, and number 11 is a 5 foot 4 inch senior, Kelly Shuck. Number 13 is a 5 foot 6 inch junior, Janessa Bolin. Number 25 is a 5'9 senior, Kelsey Sedlock. Number 41 is a 5'11 senior, Jalinda Hodson. And number 53 is a 5 foot 6 inch senior, Carrie Coates. The head coach of the Adams Central Patriots is Tim Marker, assisted by Sandy Cleaver, Evan Smith, and Terry Shuck. Adams Central is 12-6. They defeated Donovan Trumbull in the quarters and lost to Centura 51-48 in the semis. For Wood River, number 10 is a 5 foot senior, Victoria Martinez. Number 22, 5'9 senior, Morgan Fisher. Number 24, 5'9 sophomore, Morgan Heiss. Number 30, 5'4 senior Lacey Wodicheski, and number 44, a 5'9 freshman, Kelly Bossert. The head coach of the Wood River Eagles is Darren Parlin, assisted by Heather Ludwig and Philip Dickerson. They are 9-8 on the season. For Wood River, they defeated Gibbon in the quarters and lost to Kearney Catholic in the semifinals on Thursday night. And they are ready to play a little consolation ball. We'll take a break. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry and Jason Stark are a New Tech Seed dealer near you as we are ready to get our consolation game underway. Randy Meanoff and crew have the game today, and the opening tip will be controlled by Wood River. They'll get it quickly underneath. The Bossert got pushed out of there by Hodson, and so she'll have to get rid of it. Back out on top against the man-to-man defense. It will be the Eagles with the basketball here in our opening possession of the ball game. We'll see how they come out. Teams that had to take ACT tests were going on around the state today, and they didn't exactly roll into Kearney early, of course, getting out of town at noon as a three-pointer is on the way, and it is no good. Bossert battles for the offensive board, puts it up, and scores. So Kelly Bossert with the offensive putback off the missed three, and Wood River has our first lead of the ball game at 2-0. So the mental grind goes into the physical grind this afternoon for the gals and for the teams later today with those ACT tests. As they get it to Hodson, and ripping it away from behind is Martinez. So the steal made, and here comes Wood River. Long outlet pass into the left-hand corner to Wodicheski, but she walked with the basketball. The old head and shoulder fake, and again, sometimes the gals just don't get the ball on the floor before they start making their move, and that's exactly what happened there. So the teams exchange turnovers, and it comes back over to Adams Central. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Wood River, and of course, as always, we're on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. It's Janessa Bolin with it at the top of the circle here. Swings it right side on the wing. It's Sedlock. Sedlock looking to the left side. Here's Shuck pulling up for the three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out long. They're going to fight on the floor for it. And we have got a tie-up. And the arrow will point the way of Adams Central. It'll be Wood River ball underneath their, Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference games can currently be heard on ESPN 1460. As Pleasanton is getting ready to take on Wilcox-Hildreth in their consolation game. And Adams Central throws it away on the inbounds pass, so Wood River heads up the floor again. It'll be on the right side, Martinez getting it into the hands of Fisher. Fisher, good head and shoulder move, takes it to the hoop, off the glass, and scores. Morgan Fisher makes it 4-0 here in the early going for Wood River. They'll put some full court pressure on. The teams met back on January 21st, Adams Central won the regular season meeting between these squads 45-38 in Hastings. Here we're at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney as the ball is deflected away, but it falls its way into the hands of Sedlock, and she'll be fouled as she heads to the hoop. She came to the high post. The ball was deflected out of there, and she ended up grabbing it right underneath the bucket, and the foul will be called on Victoria Martinez. That's the first foul of the game, and at the line will be Kelsey Sedlock to shoot a pair of free throws. First one's up and in. And Adams Central's on the board. Twin Valley Conference Tournament also going on today. That's over at Donovan. The finals tonight are on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as this free throw comes up short. And Morgan Fisher will have the rebound. Outlet pass knocked away, and Adams Central comes out of there with a basketball. Ran it down before it got out of bounds. Outlet pass Bolin. She runs into traffic, just all kinds of bodies in the lane, and it comes loose. And Wood River will get it right back. So some turnovers both ways early out of the ball game, and the Eagles have a 4-1 lead. We've played just over 2 minutes and 20 seconds. As Wodicheski drives, kicks it out to Martinez for a three. Off the glass, no good. The rebound is going to be swatted out to Wodicheski. She'll drive. The 7-foot leaner in the lane is no good. And Hansen will come out of there with the rebound. Jalinda was really stymied by Centura on Thursday night at the semifinals, held to 1 point. She pulled down 10 rebounds. But here's a kid that averages a double-double, and they get it to her on the low block. Working on Fisher. She is too low, so she'll spin and kick it back out. Here's Kerry Coates, who had the game high 17, three-pointer, no good, and the rebound brought down by Martinez. All 5 foot of her was able to sneak in there and get that board. She'll bring the ball up the floor, running the point here for the Eagles. Spreading the floor against this man-to-man with 3 minutes in, and it's 4-1. Wood River with the lead. Wodicheski picks her dribble up, guarded there by Boland. Swings it left side on the give and go back to Lacey, and she caught it, but too much momentum, couldn't get stopped in time. And a turnover. So into the ball game now, Angie Bowers and Hannah Libs for Wood River. Bowers, who had also been playing some good basketball off the bench for Coach Darren Parlin, was kind of held in check in their loss to Kearney Catholic on Thursday night. Wood River came out quickly. They played a pretty good first quarter, but then the Stars went on an 8-0 run at the end of that first quarter in about a minute and took a 5-point lead out to 13, and that's pretty much was the end of the game as they were down 19 at the half, and it stayed there pretty much the whole second half. Here's a three-point attempt by Boland, and Janessa can't connect on that one. Rebound comes down to Bowers, and Angie heads up the floor with it on the right side. She'll push the tempo. Outlet pass to Wodicheski. Underneath, they had Bossert, but she dropped the ball, and it deflects off of Adams Central out of bounds. So a break there for the Eagles. And it will be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Wodicheski to throw it in underneath the Eagle bucket here. As we approach the midway portion of the first quarter, Bossert's open in the paint. She'll put the five-footer off the glass and score. Kelly has the first four of the 6 points here in this game, and it's 6-1. She came off a pick and was wide open there in the paint. Adams Central 12-6, Wood River 9-8. Adams Central played a lot of close games, though, this year, and Bowers reaches in and is going to be called for the foul. Angie with the first foul on her, second on the team, and the Patriots are going to sub in for the first time. Here's Leslie Pfeiffer. And back in for the Eagles is Morgan Heiss. 6-1, midway through the first quarter, Wood River has the early advantage. Patriots will get the ball in play. Cheyenne Gotch is also into the ball game here for Adams Central, and they'll give it to her on the left wing. Up top of the circle, they'll go to Sedlock. Both teams play about 7-8 girls. If it gets any deeper than that, that usually means some foul trouble. Up top, Pfeiffer thought about the long jumper, now takes a dribble into the paint, puts the 8-footer up, won't go, and the ball's punched out of bounds. Off of Adams Central, and into the game, Martinez after a very short breather. Wodicheski will get the break and try to check in for Adams Central. It is going to be Kelly Shuck. So you're already seeing just a brief rest, 30, 45 seconds, or a couple of possessions, and then they'll get them back in. As Martinez blows by any pressure they try to put on, gets it on the low block to Hannah Libb. She's double-teamed. She's in some trouble. Nice pass through the lane. Finds an open Heiss, but she missed the jumper. Rebound brought down by Pfeiffer. And off to the races comes Janessa Boland. Numbers aren't there, so she'll pull it up and fire it to Shuck on the left wing. That's the weak side. Trying to post up. They'll get it down low to Sedlock. Spin move on the paint. Turns and shoots. No good. Offensive rebound put up by Pfeiffer. No good. Now it goes all the way out to Boland, and she'll nail the three. Ball was deflected all the way out to Janessa Boland, and she just caught and shot and nailed the three. First field goal of the game for Adams Central. 6-4, and the Eagles double dribble. Bowers was going to pass it off the dribble to Kelly Bossert and then thought better of it, but in between she had grabbed the basketball. Double dribble called. Hodson checks back in for the Patriots. So on the floor right now you've got Kelly Shuck along with Hodson, Pfeiffer, Gotch is out there, and so is Boland. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-4 in favor of Wood River. Here in the girls' consolation game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. They'll go with a little pick and roll, try to get it to Hodson, but Wood River's ready, and the steal is made. Fisher with the steal. Up the floor she comes, and again, the speed's pretty equal, so neither team's able to really run down the floor and get that uncontested layup. As Boland goes for the steal, can't get it, but Hodson will deflect the pass, and Wood River turns it over. But again, they can't get the ball up the floor ahead of the defense, so they'll set up a half-court set. Gotch on the right wing with it. Back up top, they'll go to Shuck. Man-to-man defense as well for the Eagles. Both teams playing the man. Hodson down low, guarded there by Fisher. They double down and kick it out to the top of the circle, and Shuck is going to be grabbed as she starts her move down the paint. So a personal foul here on Wood River. Victoria Martinez, that's going to be her second. She'll check out, and back in is Lacey Wodicheski. Back into the ball game for Adams Central will be Carrie Coates, who had a fine game against Centura on Thursday night. They'll lob it into Hodson on the left elbow. Kick it out for a three-pointer. Gotch fires, and it's off the iron. No good. Ball is going to be tipped out and picked up by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson will get the ball back, try to drive the baseline, but, boy, she's double-teamed just about every time she sees the ball. Colin Ford on the low block, not getting it. And 3 seconds going to be called here on Adams Central. I think just the heel of the foot was in there for Hodson. She tried to get out but didn't. And each team with 5 turnovers here in the first quarter, 1:55 to go. And checking in will be Kelly Bossert. So So the Eagles with the ball. Wodecheski, along with Bowers. Heiss will get the ball down to Morgan, and Morgan will take the pass from Bossert and score. Morgan Heiss lays it up and in, and it's 8-4. Was also going to tell you that on the floor for the Eagles, besides Bossert and Heiss, was Morgan Fisher. 8-4 in a fairly low-scoring first quarter, but quite a few turnovers as Coates gets it down into Hansa, but the pass is wide, so she has to come out and get it. That's one of the reasons Jalinda's not scoring. They're not getting the ball to her clean. Now they get it to her in the paint, squares up against the double team, and they're going to call the foul on the Eagles. Should be a couple of free throws here. And Wood River with their fourth foul of the first quarter, and it's going to go on Morgan Heiss. No fouls so far on Adams Central, and Janessa Bowen will check into the basketball game. Hodson will put the first free throw on the way, and it is good. First point in the ball game for Jalinda, and Bolin will check in for Adams Central. High school hoops on KKPR-FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Second free throw now for Hodson is on the way, and it is good. So Jalinda hits them both. A three-pointer and three free throws here in the quarter for Adams Central, and up the floor, Bowers almost runs out of real estate in front of the Adams Central bench. They'll kick it out to Wodecheski. Lacey fires the three. The high archer comes off the iron, no good. And Hodson will pull down the rebound. That'll be number three for Jalinda in the quarter. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 8-6 Wood River. Adams Central a chance to tie as Hodson comes into the paint and tried the old jump stop and came to a walk. Couldn't get it stopped in time. Little contact in there, and she takes the extra step. Turnover number six for Adams Central, and Wood River will push the ball up the floor with Wodecheski. So nothing too special. The ball's getting up and down the floor, just a few too many turnovers. As we said, both teams got here a little later than they had hoped. A little sluggish as Bowers is going to take the 15-footer straight away. No good. Hodson has another rebound. Outlet pass comes to Coates. Two on two. Coates wants to go all the way. Got bumped. Threw it up, and the ball's going to be blocked out of bounds by the Eagles. And it was knocked out of there by Angie Bowers. Coates was coming down a little out of control. Bowers, they made some contact, and they just called the ball out of bounds off the Eagles. So Adams Central will get the basketball. They'll get it into Bolin, gives it right back to Shuck, who threw it in. She's covered, though, on the three. Good defense by Wodecheski. Under 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Again, Hodson posting up, but Shuck's going to take the three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Eagles' Becca Volpe, who just checked in. And Wood River going to get a chance at the last shot here. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Man-to-man defense, and with the ball out at center circle is Morgan Fisher. 9 seconds. Gives it off to Wodecheski. Wodecheski just holding it with 6 seconds. They get it to Bossert. Turnaround jumper on the block. Hit it. Kelly Bossert with six in the quarter. Well executed. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play. After one in our girls' consolation of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Wood River 10 and Adams Central 6. We'll be back in a minute.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
If it's made of metal, Box Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Box Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Don't forget, we will have more basketball all day. All four games are for you. As we begin the second quarter of our girls' consolation, Wood River has the ball. A little pick and roll. Get it inside to Fisher. Can't get the short jumper to go. And out of bounds it comes to Adams Central. Had a nice play set up to end the first quarter. Had a nice play set up to begin the second quarter. But could only execute one of those two. It's 10-6 Wood River. Adams Central has the basketball but has managed no two-point buckets here so far in the game. Carrie Coates will try and change that. She comes down the baseline and a blocking foul. Going to be called on Kelly Bossert. Coates just took it right at her. That's the fifth foul on Wood River. none on Adams Central so far here in the game. Turnovers in the first quarter, 6 on the Patriots, 5 on the Eagles. Rebound, 7 Adams Central, 6 for Wood River. Adams Central on the inbound, right underneath the Hodson. Hodson gets their first two-point bucket of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and it's 10-8. 6 points for Kelly Bossert leads the way for Wood River. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 for Adams Central. Wood River yet to shoot one on the outlet pass. Trying to break a little Patriot pressure. The ball tipped out of bounds. We've seen that a lot already in this first half of play. A lot of the passes. Somebody's in the passing lane getting a hand on it, deflecting it away. Eagles ball, trying to post up Bossert. Got it underneath, but Coates had a good enough defense that she couldn't get a shot. So they'll kick it out to Martinez. On the left elbow, they'll go to Fisher. Fisher right on her by Hodson. That's a good matchup between those two. Fisher behind the back, takes it to the hoop, but gets fouled. Can't get it to go. Don't see that very often in high school girls' hoops at this level. She goes right behind the back against an all-conference player in Hodson and took her to the hoop, and the foul called on Jalinda, the first of the game on Adams Central, and the first free throws for Morgan Fisher. Free throw is up and in. 3 points for Morgan. Score update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Girls' consolation after one. Pleasanton 18, Wilcox Hildreth 9. That game is currently on ESPN 1460, as all the FKC games are today. Fisher hits the second free throw, and it's 12-8. Been going back and forth between a 2 and a 4-point lead here for the Eagles over the last 5 minutes, and the Patriots have the ball. Coates out top, going to back up with the dribble on Fisher. One-on-one, Heiss is going to take her now. Man-to-man both ways. Gotch has it. She starts his second quarter. Bounce pass on the right wing to Coates. Adams Central trying to move a little quicker. They get a 3-pointer by Bolin all the way around and out. No good. And the rebound is tipped out. Bolin is able to grab it. And now a travel on the Patriots. From the 3-point arc, Wood River's 0 of 3, and Adams Central is currently 1-4-7. 12-8 the score. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. So Wood River with a basketball. And up the floor they'll come to Wodicheski. Lacey has it well out on the right side, trying to get a high pick and roll with Bossert, but nobody bid on that, and the ball's thrown away. So Wood River gives it up for the sixth time here in the first half. Don't forget, when we do get to halftime, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. All the first half stats will preview the games yet to come, not only here in the Lou Platte, but in the FKC in the Twin Valley. Busy sports day. The Nebraska women were up at last check, and that game should just about be over. We'll get an update on that back at the studio at our next break. Down low, Hodson on the block, put it up too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Sedlock. Kicks it out to Coates. Her 10-footer will not go. Adams Central can't get the ball to go. Rebound, Fisher. Long outlet pass, Wodicheski, and she'll hit the short jumper. First bucket for Lacey, and Adams Central is now down by 6. Wood River, a 14-8 lead. 5:45 to go here in quarter number 2. Coates with it out on the right side of the key. Just kind of dribbling in place. Gives it off to Bolin. Off to Hodson, one-on-one. Has a little attack to the left side. Got in there, and the double team didn't get there in time. And Hodson scores. 6 points now for Jalinda. And it's 14-10 Wood River. Eagles quickly get up the floor. Not a lot of backcourt pressure that's been causing problems. Most of the turnovers are in the half-court set. Up to Heiss, left-hand corner. Bounce pass Fisher in the paint. Trying to drive as Bossert. It's knocked out of her hands, and Wood River turns it over. Adams Central falls down to pick it up, and they will turn it over as well. It's been the story of the game. I'm not sure we've had one bucket off of a turnover, not a straight transition bucket, steal and go in for the layup type of bucket, which you're used to seeing. And we have had 8 turnovers by Adams Central and 7 by Wood River, so unusually high amount of turnovers not to see somebody take it coast to coast. Eagles with the basketball, fire it down low. The turnaround jumper by Fisher rolls off the iron, no good. And a foul will be called. And this is going to go on Hodson. She has the only 2 fouls right now on Adams Central. And Fisher, who hit 2 free throws earlier in the quarter, heads back to the line. And Fisher stepped up to shoot free throws and stepped to the wrong line. They have the volleyball line, which is about a foot and a half ahead of the free throw line, and she was going to shoot where the 8-year-old shoot in the Elks free throw contest. But they get it all squared away. She'll put it up and right through there. So Fisher chuckling the whole time, able to make the free throw. Don't see that very often, but it gets the early crowd here today a good chuckle. Second free throw won't go, and Sedlock gets the rebound. 15-10 Eagles, 4:50 to go here in the first half of play. Up the floor with it will be Kelly Shuck. Gives it off to Hodson. Back out to Shuck. Shuck's going to shoot the three-pointer, and it's in. Kelly Shuck with her first three-point bucket, and it's 15-13. You know, also a good job by the officials there. They didn't say, no, you came up to the wrong line, so the first free throw is invalid. They just backed her up and said, you're on the wrong line. So good job by the officiating crew as well. And Hannah Libs, oh, foul by Hodson right in front of the Adams Central bench. Uh-oh. She came out and put some pressure on her and just didn't get set. She kept bumping her, and they called the foul on Hodson. And now the Adams Central leading scorer will check out, and Leslie Pfeiffer will come in. So the Patriots down by two here, hanging with Wood River, but Wood River has led the whole way. With the basketball is going to be Bowers, and Bowers will give it off to Wodacheski. Right elbow back out top to Bowers, just holding it there on Shuck. Swings it left side to Heist. Heist tries the corner but is covered. Adams Central with the good defense, not allowing much penetration inside that arc here without a couple of screens. Over to Libs, down low, Wodacheski. She is in the land of the Giants, throws it up and gets bailed out with a foul there. Patriots have good position, but they're reaching a little bit, and that's why they're being called for the foul. Cheyenne Gotch is going to be called for that. And at the line is going to be Lacey Wodacheski for the first time. And Lacey will put the free throw up and in. 3 points for Wodacheski, and back in the ball game is going to be Kelly Bossert and Becca Volk for Wood River. Eagles 9-8 on the season. They had their four-game winning streak snapped in the semifinals by Kearney Catholic, so they've been playing some better basketball the last 3 weeks. Second free throw won't go, and the rebound comes down to Pfeiffer. That'll be her third. 16-13 Wood River, 3:50 to go here in the first half of play, as Adams Central has it out on the right side of the key. Up top for a three, open as Gotch. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. And another opportunity here. Most of these missed threes, Adams Central is getting the long rebound on. Kick it over to Pfeiffer outside the arc. But now when you don't have Hodson to post up, what do you do? Pfeiffer flashed through the lane, and Volk got on her, so they'll kick it out top, and the jumper is going to be blocked that time by Kelly Bossert on the attempt of Sedlock. And a timeout going to be called here by Wood River as they take the ball away. 30-second timeout on the floor, 3:26 to go here in the first half of play. Wood River 16, Adams Central 13.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9. Got a final from the Devaney Center. The Nebraska women are 21-0, 71-60 over 12th-ranked Texas A&M. They just keep on rolling along. Nebraska 71, Texas A&M 60, the final today in Lincoln. Right now, Wood River with a three-point lead, tries to force it inside to Bossert, and good defense by Sedlock. She knocks the ball away, comes away with a steal. Outlet pass Coates at the other end, dribbled it off her knee. Oh, you could hear the groan there from the Patriot fans, and that's the case. It looked like Coates was going to be able to take it in for a bucket, and as she went to pick up the dribble, it went right off her knee and out of bounds. And now the Eagles give it right back. Oh, well, they tried to give it right back, but as the ball was on the floor, Shuck dove on top of the pile. Oh, they're going to call the foul on the Eagles. They're going to call the foul on Wood River. They're going to call it on Bowers and give the turnover to Adams Central. They're able to steal the ball, so they're going to say that Bowers was the one that jumped on the pile. That's the second foul on Angie, and back over to the Patriots. Six fouls on the Eagles, four on the Patriots, but three of those are on Jalinda Hodson, and she's on the bench and has been for the last minute and a half. Shuck gives it over to Bolin. Bolin back between the circles. Again, only two 2-point field goals in the half here for Adams Central. They have hit a couple of threes and three free throws. They're down 16-13. 2:35 to go in the half. Patriots kind of standing around. Again, with Hodson on the bench, they don't have a post presence, and everybody else is outside. Pfeiffer's trying to move around in there, but just doesn't have the height to take it away. So a three-pointer on the way, and it's going to be way short, and we get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Adams Central, so they'll maintain possession. Patriots are 2 of 10 from three-point land. Wood River just hasn't been able to take advantage here so far. They've really been outplaying Adams Central from the shooting aspect, but they're only up three. Off a couple of picks, they'll go to Shuck in the left-hand corner. Nothing there. Well guarded around that perimeter in this man-to-man defense. Usually you get some looks at a three on a man-to-man, but the ball knocked away here as they've been setting a lot of picks, and it's going to be picked up by Libs. Turnover number 10 for Adams Central. 9 for Wood River. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. It's still 16-13. Eagles with a three-point lead. Biggest lead was 6. Crossover dribble, taking it to the hoop and off the foot of Morgan Fisher, out of bounds. That's kind of like what happened to Coates for Adams Central about 30 seconds ago. She shook the defense, and just as she went in, that last dribble ate her up. So both teams now with 10 turnovers in the first half and trying to make a steal in the backcourt. Wodicheski commits the foul, and that will send Adams Central to the line for a 1-1. That is the 7th team foul, and so you commit the foul 85 feet away from the hoop, and it gives the Patriots a chance to cut the lead to 1. It'll be Janessa Bolin shooting her first free throw of the afternoon. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Caro, and St. Paul. First free throw here for Bolin. And Janessa will put it up. It's too strong. The rebound comes down to Kelly Bossert, her second here of the half. And Wood River back in business. And we've been on 16-13, it seems like forever. Victoria Martinez into the front court, gives it off to Fisher. Fisher, one dribble on the right elbow, trying to set a pick up top for Wodicheski. Fisher comes down low, though, and her pass through the lane is stolen away by Leslie Pfeiffer. Now it's knocked back away, and the Eagles will make the steal. So the Eagles back to their half-court offense. Wodicheski on the right wing, lobs it inside in traffic with the nice catching shot is Kelly Bossert. Somehow lobbed that into the double team. Bossert caught it, shot it, and scored. It's 18-13 Eagles as we approach the one-minute mark before half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Stay with us for that. We'll also have a halftime update from our FKC game where Pleasanton leads Wilcox Hildreth, and Wodicheski steals it out top. There's a coast-to-coast breakaway for the layup. Wodicheski with 5 in the quarter, and now a 7-point lead for Wood River, their biggest of the half. As we come up the floor, Gotch has it knocked out of her hands, and Hannah Libs will come in for Wood River. 44 seconds remaining here in the first half. It is Wood River 20 and Adams Central 13. Adams Central not a high-scoring ball club, right around that 48-point mark, which is exactly what they had on Thursday. Coates forces it in underneath and throwing the high archer up, no good for Sedlock. Able to get her own rebound, though, and they'll kick it out and run the offense. Coates, who had 17 on Thursday, hasn't scored and maybe hasn't shot more than twice in the whole first half. And they have got Morgan Heiss on her in the man-to-man. Now Coates on the left wing. Holds the ball, kicks it back out top, 20 seconds to go in the half. Here's Gotch on the right side of the key, up top to Bolin. Now they just will play for the last shot. But the way the Patriots' offense is going, they need to take the first good look they get because it'll end up being a forced shot. Coates with 8 seconds gives it off to Gotch. Back up top, 5 seconds. Now forcing the issue with the jumper high off the glass. No good by Sedlock. And the rebound brought down by the Eagles, and we are at halftime. So the Wood River defense has played very, very well, and a lot of turnovers here in the first half of our girls' consolation game. Your score at the half is Wood River 20 and Adams Central 13. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, look at the first half stats, and talk about what's still to come on this busy day of conference tournament basketball throughout Central Nebraska right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman Mayne, Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman Mayne, Kostler & Cottle, PC, CPA.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro? It's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights. Coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here on the campus at Kearney Catholic High School for the 2010 Blue Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. We are at halftime, game one of four today, and it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. And at the half, it is Wood River 20 and Adams Central 13. Also want to let you know that we have three more games coming your way this afternoon, and all should be competitive. Our boys' consolation game comes up next. Kearney Catholic will be taking on St. Paul in the first meeting between the teams this year, which is back on the 14th. St. Paul won here at Kearney Catholic 65-53. Our girls' championship game will be between second-ranked 17-1 Kearney Catholic and Centura, who's 11-6, but they've won eight consecutive games, including the three-point win over Adams Central on Thursday. Those teams will meet today, and then they have their regular season contest right back here at Cope Gymnasium on Tuesday night. And finally, our boys' championship game, it'll be 16-1 top-ranked Ravenna, the top-ranked team in C2, taking on the 15-1 Adams Central boys. The connection, the only losses that either of these teams have, Grand Island Central Catholic beat them both more recently for Adams Central, game two of the year for Ravenna. That is scheduled to go at 8 o'clock tonight, and Adams Central and Ravenna will play again next Thursday with that game in Ravenna on February the 11th. And so a couple of meetings of the championship games between teams that haven't played yet. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, the first game of the day is at halftime. The Pleasanton girls leading Wilcox Hildreth at the half by a score of 25-15. Pleasanton leading Wilcox Hildreth at the half. All of those games are on ESPN 1460 AM today. All the games you can find on the web as well at kkpr.com. The boys' consolation game will be between Eustace Farnham and SEM at 4, the girls' championship game at 6. It'll be the surprises. The 5th seed Axtell, the 6th seed Loomis, or the 7th seed Loomis, excuse me, will be playing for the conference tournament championship. We all knew that FKC Curls outside of Pleasanton, 2 through 8, were all bunched together record-wise, and then Pleasanton was upset by Axtell on Thursday night. So Axtell and Loomis will play for the title at 6, and the boys' championship ought to be a great one as Axtell and Overton will be playing in the championship game at 8 o'clock. Those are all taking place in Holdridge and are all on ESPN 1460. Also going on today, the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. They're playing at Donovan Trumbull. The girls' consolation, Deschler and Shelton currently going on. Then at 3:45, Shelton and Silver Lake boys' consolation. Then you can hear the two championship games on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. The girls' title, unbeaten and number one ranked Silver Lake in D1, will take on Lawrence Nelson at 5:30. And the boys' championship at 7:15 will have Blue Hill taking on Lawrence Nelson. We will take a break and look at the first half stats of our ball game in the girls' consolation of the Lou Platte, which Wood River leads over Adams Central 20-13 in 1 minute.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our first game of the day, and that starts with the Adams Central girls. Kelly Shuck has had a three-point bucket. So is Janessa Bolin. That's their only scoring. Bolin also has three rebounds. Kelsey Sedlock, 1.3 rebounds. Leslie Pfeiffer, three rebounds. And Jalinda Hodson, 6 points and four rebounds so far in this basketball game. Seven rebounds in the first quarter. I have the Patriots for six of the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. three-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first quarter and 7 in the second. Never a good sign when you have as many turnovers as you do have points, and right now that's what Adams Central has. 6 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. At the half, 13 points, 13 rebounds, 13 turnovers, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from three-point land. Foul situation, Shalinda Hodson, the only player with trouble. She had 3 in the first half. We'll take a break and look at Wood River's first half numbers in 1 minute.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Victoria Martinez has 1 rebound. She's also created a few steals in this ball game. Becca Volpe has a rebound. Morgan Fisher, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Morgan Heiss, 2 points. Lacey Wodacheski, 5 points and a rebound. Angie Bowers, 1 rebound. And Kelly Bossert leads the team with 8 points. She has 2 rebounds and 1 block. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, just 3 in the second for Wood River. Free throw shooting all in the second, where the Eagles were 4 of 6. 3-point shooting all in the first quarter, where they were 0 of 3. Turnovers also a problem for Wood River, 5 in the first and 6 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, Angie Bowers and Victoria Martinez each have 2. 10 points in each quarter for Wood River. At the half, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 11 turnovers. And at the half of our Lou Platt Conference Girls Consolation game, the 9-8 Wood River Eagles lead the 12-6 Adams Central Lady Patriots by a score of 20-13. Halftime in the Fort Kearney Conference Consolation game, Pleasanton 25, Wilcox-Hildreth 15. The Nebraska women, a winner over A&M today, 71-60 to go to 21-0. And the UNK women, blowout Regis this afternoon, 4 wins in a row for UNK, 83-61. Over Regis. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Our second half is next.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. As we begin the second half, Wood River will get the basketball, leading it by 7. That's their largest lead of the game, 20-13. A pick and roll, and they throw the ball right over the head of Morgan Heiss. And so a turnover to start the second half, and Adams Central will head to the other end. Coates will get it into Hodson. Hodson tries to make a move, gets close to the hoop, up and in, draws the foul on Morgan Fisher, her first. So Hodson, I think right now, you see exactly what Tim Marker and his crew wants to do. And Hodson playing with the 3 fouls. If she can play without getting that 4th foul, Adams Central's got a great chance to get back in the ball game. She picks up that 4th foul, and it does not look good for the Patriots because they really struggled scoring. In fact, didn't score for nearly the last 4 minutes of the first half. And here, Hodson puts the free throw up, and it is no good. But the rebound brought down by Morgan Fisher. So it is 20-15. Wood River leads it by 5 here in the first minute of the third quarter. Powers is going to get the start here in the second half. Pick and roll to Bossert. Down low. Short jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Hodson. Her fifth. Outlet pass. They'll go to Shuck. To Bolin. Bolin looking inside. Eagles get back. They'll kick it out. Adams Central seems to be coming out of the locker room with a little more pep in the step. Bolin off the pick for the three. It's going to be short that time, but a long rebound. Kerry Coates has it. And again, they have been getting a ton of offensive boards off their numerous missed threes. And there's a nice assist. Bolin underneath, but the jumper will not go for Sedlock. And then it's out of bounds, staying with the Patriots. That banged around inside that rim forever and finally kicked out. Now into the ball game, Martinez will get back in there after a minute on the bench to start the second half. Adams Central ball. Go backside to Hodson underneath the hoop. A leaner again up and in. This time over Morgan Fisher. Didn't foul her this time. But Hodson has back-to-back buckets. And the seven-point lead is down to three. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Martinez into the front court. Both teams still staying in the man-to-man. Trying to pick and roll there between Fisher and Heiss. But Adams Central has it. There's not enough spacing for that pick and roll that time. They were standing next to each other. Down low they'll go. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good that time by Fisher. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kelly Shuck. So Wood River will take it in front of their own bench. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Wojciechowski fakes the three, comes into the paint. Pull-up jumper, the one-hander, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound yanked down there by Heiss. And then it's knocked away. The steal is made. Up the floor they go with Bolin all the way in. And the shot no good, but a foul going to be called on Lacey Wojciechowski, who just didn't have enough time to catch up and try and draw that block. That'll be the second foul on Wojciechowski. And two free throws here for Janessa Bolin, who is 0 of 1 at the line. She hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter for the first field goal of the game. Free throw here is short. Second free throw now coming up. And this is on the way and in. So Bolin hits the second free throw. She's got 4 points. It's a 5-0 start to the second half for Adams Central. And the lead is down to two, and Darren Parlin is going to call a 30-second timeout. 6:06 to go here, the third quarter of play. Wood River 20, Adams Central 18. We're back after this.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports action throughout the season and starting to wind down the regular season now that we're at conference tournament time. And out of the Wood River timeout, Victoria Martinez has the basketball. Swings it over on the left wing to Morgan Fisher, guarded there by Coates. Throws through the lane, bad pass. It's going to be stolen away, and Bolin will have it. That is three turnovers to start the half for Wood River. And Adams Central can tie or take the lead with a three. Bolin not going to take the three yet. Coates has it. She'll come to the high post. Leaner in the lane is going to be short. It's headed out of bounds. And they're going to say it was partially blocked by Wood River. So it will stay with Adams Central underneath their own hoop. It'll be Shuck to throw it in. She'll get it to Hunt in the left-hand corner. Up to Bolin. They're trying to find Shuck for a three. She'll take the jumper. It's on the way. And it's a two-pointer. Her toe was on the line, but it's good. And a 7-0 start to the half at Adams Central has tied this ball game 20-20. Wood River now trying to find a way to get some points. Good crossover that time by Wojciechowski. Her 10-footer won't go. Bossert got the rebound, and she'll get it out here into the hands of Martina. But Wood River will bring it all the way back out to midcourt and reset the offense. Swing it left side to Heiss, into the corner to Fisher. Looking for the cutter. Patriots are sagging in. Now they get it to Bossert, and she'll get the short jumper. And kind of a sigh of relief once it went in. You could just tell the air came out of the sails. And 10 points now for Bossert, 22-20. Wood River still has not trailed in the game. Here's Hodson to the baseline again, and this time she took one too many steps. She'll walk with it. She's going at Fisher here in quarter number three. That's the first turnover of the half by the Patriots. And we'll see some substitutions. Libs comes in for Wood River. So does Angie Bowers. Bossert is in there, along with Wojciechowski and Morgan Fisher. Wood River has the basketball. We'll look at Adams Central in a moment. They'll bring Cheyenne Gotch into the ball game. Here's a free throw line jumper. Bowers was left wide open. Can't get it to go. Rebound Bossert. The fadeaway. Good. Kelly Bossert back-to-back buckets here for the Eagles, and they're back up by four. 24-20 with 4:30 to go in quarter number three. Up the floor. Good move by Bolin. Now she slows it up again. Adams Central does that a lot. Just when you think they get by somebody, they slow it up. And Wood River catches up, hots it in the paint, kicks it out on the wing to Bolin. Bolin to the baseline, has to take a tough leaning shot, no good. Ball is scooped out of there by Morgan Fisher, and up the floor for a layup is Wojciechowski. She'll be fouled by Coates. Carrie Coates with her first personal foul, first foul of the half on Adams Central. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Lacey Wojciechowski. And Lacey's first free throw is on the way and in. 25-20. Second free throw coming up. And it is good. So Wojciechowski hits both free throws, and it is 26-20. So after a 7-0 start here by Adams Central, the ball's picked off in the backcourt. Wojciechowski, uncontested layup, and it's an 8-point lead. And Tim Marker comes off the bench. He may need a timeout here. He hasn't called one all game, but his girls have a fast break going the other way, so Hodson takes it in, and she'll score. Right underneath Morgan Fisher's defense, Hodson has 6 of the quarter and 12 of the game, 28-22. A 7-0 run to start the quarter for Adams Central, then an 8-0 run answer in about a minute for the Eagles. Here's a pull-up jumper that's in and out that time for Fisher. Rebound put back up by Bossert, won't go. Now Bowers underneath gets the offensive rebound, and she'll be fouled. Weird change there. I mean, Wood River wasn't doing anything, and then in a minute, it was like free candy for everybody that scores, and they just go crazy over there. And now they're up by 6, and the fourth foul on Jalinda Hodson will send Hannah Libs to the line to shoot the free throw. And the free throw crawls off the rim, no good. And Hodson has to come out, 5 for in. 3:27 to go here, and Hodson has 12 of their 22 points in the game. Becca Wolf is in. Morgan Heiss, Hannah Libs, Martinez, and Bowers, the 5 on the floor. Second free throw, Libs, no good. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Sedlock. That is her fourth. Sedlock is out there along with Bolin, Shuck, Gotch, Pfeiffer. Gotch gets it up top to Shuck. 28-22 Wood River, 3:15 to go here, third quarter. With it on the right wing is Cheyenne Gotch. Up top, Bolin. Bolin through her hands, and out of bounds it goes. Second turnover of the quarter, 15th of the ball game for the Patriots. So the hard work that Adams Central did for the first 4 minutes of this quarter was wiped out in about one, and they're down by 6. They were down 7 at the half. Martinez over to Bowers, out on the right wing, way out there. She'll try and take Shuck off the dribble to the baseline and throws it almost over the backboard. I don't know if it got deflected, but the rebound brought down by Heiss. Out to Martinez for 3. Victoria gets the 3-pointer, and nothing you can do about that. You were playing good defense, and the ball just gets deflected. And a quick shot, Martinez up and in, and Adams Central will call their first timeout of the basketball game. A 9-point lead, the largest of the game for Wood River, and a full-length timeout with 2:38 to go in the third quarter of play. Wood River 31, Adams Central 22.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And back to action here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Girls' consolation. Adams Central out of the timeout. Into Coates. Coates tries. Puts the shot up. No good. Offensive rebound. Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer will be fouled. And the trip to the line upcoming for the Lady Patriots. The foul will be on Hannah Libs. Her first. Fourth foul of the half on Wood River. Leslie Pfeiffer makes her first trip to the line, looking for her first point of the ball game. And the free throw is on the way and in. Checking in for the Eagles, Kelly Bossert and Morgan Fisher. Second free throw for Pfeiffer is on the way, and it's in. So Leslie getting the offensive board and then hitting both free throws. 31-24 Wood River. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. In the FKC, they've made it to the end of the third quarter. Pleasanton 32, Wilcox Hildreth 23, currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460, as all the Fort Kearney Conference games are today. Pick and roll this time. It works to Bossert up and in, and a foul. That's probably the best one that we've seen either team run today. And Bossert now with 6 in the quarter and 14 in the game. The foul is on Leslie Pfeiffer, her first. First free throw attempt of the game for Bossert, and could make it a 10-point lead here for Wood River. And Kelly will square it away and score. So 7 in the quarter for Bossert. It's been Bossert and Hodson, but Hodson with 4 fouls is on the bench for Adams Central. 34-24, and in the backcourt, a travel called. Wodicheski forcing the turnover. That is the third of the quarter, 16th of the game. Wood River had 3 real quick turnovers, and then they have taken care of the ball ever since. And another timeout going to be called here by Adams Central. It is a 30-second timeout. So the second timeout at about 25 seconds here for Coach Tim Marker. This is probably not an X and O deal. This is probably more of a motivational speech. They came out with some motivation to start the third quarter, but lost it after the Eagles scored 8 straight to take the lead back up to 8. 34-24 in favor of Wood River. We're back in 30 seconds.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
We're back to basketball action here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. As Adams Central's going to steal the pass away from Martinez on the inbounds, and then Martinez is going to foul Kelly Shuck as she comes up the floor. That'll be the third on Victoria Martinez. And the fourth here of the half on Wood River, according to our scoreboard. Janessa Boland will check in. Don't forget, next 4 o'clock, boys' consolation game, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul. And Adams Central to throw it in. Shuck has the ball kicked, so they'll do it again. Bowers will come in for Wood River. Girls' championship at 6, Kearney Catholic and Centura. The boys' championship at 8, Adams Central and Ravenna. That should be a dandy. I think all the games that remain should be very good. We expected this one to be a close one, but right now Wood River is up by 10 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shuck off the inbound, trying to find a way to shoot a 3-pointer, but can't get the job done. Boland up top, comes off a couple of picks, left elbow, tries the pick and roll. It's stripped away. Morgan Fisher with the steal. Out ahead, Wodicheski stops, 4-footer off the glass, goes. Wodicheski, 6 in the quarter and 11 in the game. 16 points in the quarter for Wood River, and they'll knock the pass away coming the other way. Good hustle for Fisher as Adams Central was trying to break right back. A 12-point lead here for the Eagles, 36-24 over Adams Central. A minute 36 to go third quarter, and Shuck to take it out underneath the Patriot bench, or underneath the hoop, not the bench. That'd be kind of tough. Left wing with it is Coates. I just can't believe, after watching Coates play Thursday, that she has not been involved in the game at all, and the ball's going to be stolen away. Red River will bring the ball up the floor, leading it by a dozen, and right now they are in control with Hodson on the bench for Adams Central. Right wing, Wojciechowski. Here's a three-point attempt. Up and in, and it is a 15-point lead. Lacey Wojciechowski and Kelly Bossert are having a whale of a third quarter. And this is after Adams Central scored the first 7 points of the quarter. Since then, it's a 19-4 run. Driving in is Sedlock. Her shot partially blocked. Got it back, though, in traffic and missed the putback. And coming out of there with it is going to be Angie Bowers. And right now, you just got a feel for the Patriots. They can't get anything to go in. And it's just, you see the lug nuts alongside the court here as the wheel's about completely off the old car here for the Patriots. They showed coming out to start the quarter that they can put a run together. But then Hodson had 6 of those points, and now she's on the bench. And the Eagles are going to spread the floor here with just 30 seconds remaining in the quarter and attempt to play for the last shot. 25 seconds. Adams Central is coming out and putting the pressure on, making them throw the ball around or dribble it, whatever they want to do, so the five-second count doesn't get going. Wojciechowski on the dribble, guarded there by Boland. Better do something with it. Still has the dribble, stops the top of the key, swings it left side. Bowers is going to put up a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Kelly Shuck. 6 seconds, outlet pass. Coates has time in the front court all the way to the baseline, and she tries to make a pass, and out of bounds it goes. And Adams Central, after starting the quarter on a 7-0 run, outscored 19-4 by Wood River to end the quarter. And after three, the Wood River Lady Eagles 39, the Adams Central Lady Patriots 24. We'll head to the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of high school basketball. Also on the web at kkpr.com. Adams Central will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They waste no time. Shuck takes the inbounds pass and pulls up from 10 and knocks down her seventh point of the ball game. 39-26 Wood River as we're underway here in the fourth quarter of play. Up the floor with it is Victoria Martinez as Wood River outscored Adams Central 19-11 in the third. Driving in is going to be Fisher. Kicks it out to Heiss, and Heiss hits an 18-footer. Morgan with her second bucket of the ball game, and the Eagles answer right back. It was a huge third quarter for Bossert and Wojciechowski. They scored 16 of the 19 points. 15 in the game for Bossert, 14 for Wojciechowski. Here's a three-pointer at the other end, Janessa Bolin, and it won't go. Rebound fought for, and out of there with it, Wood River's Morgan Heiss, her third of the half. Adams Central's led by Jalinda Hodson with 12, and then Shuck has 7. Hodson with the four fouls does start the fourth quarter. They're going to have her in there if they have any chance of coming back. Here's a wraparound pass through the lane from Heiss to Fisher. Back in the paint to Heiss. Turnaround jumper won't go. Fighting for the ball, it's tipped back out to Fisher. Her shot won't go, and Adams Central has the basketball. Bailey Parr starting this quarter got the rebound. Also in there is Kaylee Rader, and they'll go to Hodson. Her jumper is no good, and the board brought down by Morgan High. So maybe Tim Marker trying to make a point here with a little bit of season left to go. He wants to catch the attention of a couple of his players, and he's got them on the bench. Two players starting the fourth quarter that haven't seen action yet in the tournament, and Rader and Parr, Eagle basketball. Overload on the left side. So Wojciechowski bringing it back out right on her hip is Janessa Bolin. In the left-hand corner, they'll go to Fisher. Fisher on the post to Bossert. Bossert around over the double team. Tough shot, no good. Rebound, Bailey Parr. Parr pushes the ball up the floor. Numbers aren't there. So they'll set it up with Shuck. Left side, Bolin. High post, Hodson doesn't like the shot, so she'll lob it down low, and it's going to be out of bounds. Patriots now with 19 turnovers in the game. Wood River has 15. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, and Wood River. 5:57 to go. Girls consolation game. Blue Platte Conference Tournament. Wood River 41, Adams Central 26. The first of four games today here on Classic Hits. Up next, Kearney Catholic will take on the St. Paul boys at 4. Wodicheski, ball between the circles. Starts right, goes left. Martinez is there. Covered by Cheyenne Gotch, who just checked back in. And she's given Martinez some trouble, so she's dribbling all the way around to the right side to Wodicheski. Wood River spreading the floor here. They don't want to totally set on the basketball, but that's what it looks like they're doing with 5.5 left to go. Just playing out top and firing it into the corner. Looking for a jumper, not there for Martinez. So back to the right side of the key, inside to Bossert against Hodson. Not much Jalinda could do, but she does play good defense. Make her pass it out of there after the deep pass. Long possession here. Adams Central with the good defense. Bossert's going to try again. Pulls up from 7 and scores. The freshman, Kelly Bossert, with a game-high 17. 43-26. The lead is 17. Quick jumper at the other end for Adams Central. Off the rim a couple of times. Won't go for Boland. Five players on the floor will get a jump. And it's going to be between Gotch and Bossert. The arrow will point the way of Wood River. Don't forget when we're all done, the Visco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coach interview, and then take a break before our 4 o'clock game between Kearney Catholic and St. Paul on the boys' side. Wood River with the basketball. After tonight, Adams Central is back home Tuesday against St. Cecilia and Thursday against Ravenna, and then it's into the sub-districts as the ball is stolen away here by Boland. Turnover number 16 for the Eagles. Boland, cross-court pass to Gosh. She'll attack the hoop and get fouled by Bowers. Third foul on Angie, and two free throws coming up. For Wood River after tonight, they will be at Minden next Thursday and at Donovan Trumbull next Friday. Their last home game was January 22nd. That was their last home game of the season because both they had to play at Gibbon in the quarters, and they are the 5 seed. And it looks like they're going to come out of here with a third-place flat. Free throw by Gotch is up and in, her first point of the basketball game. And a whole host of substitutes getting ready to come in. On the floor for Wood River, you've got Libs, you've got Becca Volk, Wodicheski, Bowers, and Morgan Heiss. And the second free throw coming up for Cheyenne Gotch is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Morgan Heiss. Shuck is waiting to check in. You've got Kerry Coates back in the ball game. Sedlock's out there. Hodson's out there. Also Boland. And right now Wood River has the ball up by 16. Heiss with it on the left wing up top to Volt. Volt has the ball picked away from behind of the double team by Boland. Boland trying to go all the way to the other end. Wodicheski catches up to her. Boland can't get a shot. Kicks it out to Coates. Fade away on the baseline. Off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Sedlock. Puts it out for a three-pointer. Gotch won't go. Still being kicked around. It's going to go out of bounds off of Wood River. 43-27. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout on the floor called here. 3:52 to go in the ball game. It's Wood River 43 and Adams Central 27. We'll be back in 1 minute.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Earlier today in women's college basketball, UNK defeated Regis 83-61. And the 4th-ranked Nebraska women at home down 12th-ranked Texas A&M. Nebraska now 21-0 after a 71-60 victory. Here we've got 3:52 to go in our consolation game. Adams Central inbounds to Coates. The short jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Martinez. Victoria gets it across the timeline and waits for her teammates. Swings it over to the right side into the hands of Morgan Fisher. Up top to Hannah Libs. Libs will swing it right side to Bowers. 3:35 to go in our ball game. Out to Martinez. Martinez guarded by Coates. Adams Central trying to overplay the ball and force some turnovers, but not working, and Hodson comes out to steal it and runs over Morgan Heiss, and that is it for Jalinda Hodson. She's been called for her 5th personal foul. So Hodson will foul out of the ball game. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3:27 to go here in our contest. All the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show are coming out. So Coach Tim Marker is going to bring Gotch into the ball game. Also coming in is going to be Leslie Pfeiffer here with the break in the action. So Adams Central will end up being 12-7 on the season, and Wood River will go to 10-8 on the year. And it will be Wood River to throw it in. 3:27 remains. Hannah Libs lob it towards midcourt to Martinez. Right there is Kelly Shuck. And handoff to Morgan Fisher. Crossover dribble Fisher to the left elbow, kicks into the wing to Martinez. Back into Fisher, misses the short jumper, hit the rim, got her own rebound, and is fouled on the putback. Fisher now with 7 rebounds will go to the line and shoot 2. The foul is going to be called on Janessa Boland, her first of the game. And for Fisher, she is 3 of 4 at the line in the basketball game. So 2 free throws coming up. And the first one is on the way, no good. Coming back into the ball game, Wodacheski for Wood River. Also checking in will be Bossert. Second free throw awaiting now. And Fisher will put this one up, and it dances around and falls. So the second free throw good for Morgan. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 44-27, Wood River. They never trailed. But it was tied at 20 with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Wood River went on a 19-4 run. And Adams Central, really, since then, they've only scored 7 points in the last 9 minutes. And the ball is turned over by the Patriots. That's number 20. They'll put some full-court pressure on, but Wojciechowski turns the corner, and up the floor she comes. Takes a look at Boland and slows it up. Still has the dribble. High post to Bossert. Tries to force it inside to Fisher. Fisher covered, so kicks it out to Martinez. Wood River is more than content to get the ball out front, and we've got a hand check foul called on Kelly Shuck. That'll be her first, and that will be the 6th team foul. Adams Central will check into the ball game. Kaylee Rader will return. And we have a final from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Pleasanton jumped out to a 9-point lead at the end of one quarter, and it just stayed there pretty much the whole game. Pleasanton 42, Wilcox held with 34. The final of the Fort Kearney Conference Girls consolation game. You can hear all those on ESPN 1460. Wood River is going to end up turning it over here, and it goes back to Adams Central along their own baseline. Shuck to throw it in, and ball kicked on the inbounds pass. So we'll try it again. Shuck lobs it into the left wing. They'll find Boland. Boland nowhere to go. Gives it off to Gotch. Gotch left baseline into traffic. Throws it underneath. And Pfeiffer looks up and she sees the net. Nowhere to go. The ball is kicked around to Rader. Kick it out for a long jumper on the right wing for a deuce. Cheyenne Gotch with her first field goal. And it's 44-29. Adams Central trailing by 15. Pressure on. Martinez gets it to Fisher. And Fisher gets away from the double team. Up the floor she comes. Lob pass down to Bossert. Bossert can't get a shot away. Good defense by Pfeiffer. Kick it out top. Adams Central, they needed this aggressiveness earlier in the game. As Wood River, although they're trying to melt clock, still trying to score, and they throw the basketball away. And up the floor, here comes Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer takes it at Libs, throws it off the glass, and scores. 4 points now for Leslie, and it's 44-31. Just 1:50 to go in the game. And Bossert, outlet pass through the hands of Libs, and another Wood River turnover. Adams Central then has it taken away by Martinez, and Martinez goes in for a layup. It sets on the rim, won't go, but the whistle you hear indicates a foul. And Victoria will go to the line to shoot two. Adams Central just about had something going there. The foul on Bolin, her second. Stealing a bucket there would have cut it to 11. I don't think there's enough time, but that would have been a host of points in a short amount of time. Two free throws coming up for Martinez. And the first one is on the way, and no good. Back in is going to be Heiss for Wood River. And Sydney Vernosik is going to check in for Adams Central. Second free throw coming up. And this one is on the way, and it's right through there. So count the second free throw for Martinez. She's got 4 points. As we play out the string, 45-31 Wood River. Up to Bernosik. Sydney, pass knocked away. Adams Central with the turnover. That's going to be number 22. And we've got a foul at the other end on Adams Central, and that will put the 1-1 in motion here for Wood River. Don't forget, the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up on Classic Hits 98.9. So stay with us. We'll run down all the final stats for you and get you ready for our second game. First of four is what we're doing right now in the girls' consolation at the Lou Platt, and the free throw is up, and it is in for Wojciechowski, who has had quite the ball game today. That is her 15th point. She had a huge third quarter. Second free throw is on the way, and it will dance around and find its home. So Wojciechowski now with 16. Kelly Bossert has 17 for Wood River. Adams Central down by 16, trying to get a couple more buckets. Bolin lobs it into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer short jumper won't go. Ball ricochets out to Gotch, and a foul on what was a three-pointer. Yes, it was a three-pointer, and a foul going to be called here. We'll send Janessa Bolin to the line. She's one of three at the line and has 4 points in the basketball game. The fourth foul on Angie Bowers. So the first of three free throws is up and in. 1:13 remains in the game. Still two shots now. Bolin will put the second free throw on its way, and this one won't go. Now checking into the ballgame for Adams Central, Sydney Niemeyer along with Jessica Lindblad. And for the Eagles, no new faces check in with a minute 13, but it looks like they're getting ready to. Second free throw, or third free throw now for Bolin, on the way and good. So she hit two of the three, and that makes it 47-33. Adams Central continues the pressure, but Wojciechowski gets it into the front court, stops at midcourt. The ball knocked away by Bolin. Bolin gives it underneath, and it's taken back. Taken right back that time by Wojciechowski. Wood River not looking to score at all. They just get across the timeline and go into a dead dribble drill. 55 seconds left. They're trying to play keep away. Libs with it to Heiss. Let's see if Wood River calls timeout to get their subs in here with 48 seconds. And that's exactly what Coach Darren Parlin will do. Timeout on the floor with 47 seconds left to go in the ball game. Wood River's going to win it. They lead it 47-33. We'll be right back.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get them, Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle, PC, CPA.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns as we are playing the final minute here of our girls' consolation games. Looking ahead to the postseason, the Adams Central girls being part of a C1. And the ball kicked around. They will be headed to York for their sub-district with St. Cecilia, Fairbury, Fillmore Central, and Wilbur Claytonia. So who knows what will come to pass there, but Adams Central is going to have to get the ship righted here. They're struggling offensively lately. A lot of turnovers, the reason, 23 so far in the game. Wood River with the basketball. Becca Volpe is in there. Connor Fisher is in. Up top they'll go to Jocelyn Brown. And they're just trying to keep it away here. Also in the game, Carly Redmond. And we are going to have a foul on Adams Central. The foul is called on Sydney Niemeyer. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Becca Volt. Becca played a little bit of time throughout the ball game looking for her first point. And the free throw is on the way. Good. So Becca is in the score column. Makes it 48-33. Again, Wood River was up 7 at the half. Adams Central scored the first 7 points in the second half to tie it at 20. And then the Eagles went on a 19-4 run. Second free throw also good for Volt. And that'll make it 49-33. 20 seconds to go in the game. Kaylee Rader up the floor with it for Adams Central. She'll swing it left side to Bernasic. Up top, they'll go to Niemeyer. Niemeyer takes the jumper and hits it. Sydney Niemeyer gets in the scorebook. 10 seconds to go. And handling the basketball for the Eagles is Jessica Mead. Mead over to Volf. 4 seconds to go. Volf heads up the floor. And that is the end of the ball game. A final score here in the 2010 Girls Blue Platte Conference Consolation Game. Wood River 49 and Adams Central 35. We will take a break and be back with a look at the final stats right after this. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming your way next.
The place to head for coffee, sandwiches, and hot specials in Caro, it's Aces and Eights. Between the scrumptious food and the really cozy atmosphere, you'll find it hard to leave. Treat yourself and the family to Aces and Eights, coffee, cafe, and general store in downtown Caro.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravanna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. If you need a pair of shoes, they're all on sale. If you're also looking for some basketball gear, whether it's shorts and practice jerseys, or if you've got the little kids traveling team, town team basketball, they'll have the equipment and the uniforms that you need at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, for Adams Central, 7 players score today for the Patriots. Kelly Shuck had 7 points and 1 rebound. Janessa Boland, 6 points and 3 rebounds. Sydney Niemeyer had 2 points. Cheyenne Gotch had 3 points, 2 rebounds. Kelly Sedlock, 1 point and led the team with 6 rebounds. Leslie Pfeiffer had 4 points and 4 rebounds. Kaylee Rader had a rebound. Bailey Parr had 2 rebounds. Jalinda Hodson led the team in scoring with 12 points. She had 5 rebounds but was in foul trouble most of the game after the first quarter. She had 3 at half, got one her fourth in the third, and fouled out with 3:27 to go. Carrie Coates, who scored 17 points against Centura in the semifinal game, was shut out in this basketball. She had 19, actually, on Thursday. She got shut out tonight and had just 1 rebound. So Wood River did a great job on her. 13 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, 6 of 10 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Patriots, 2 of 10 in the first half, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 13 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Adams Central had 13 points at halftime. They scored 22 in the second half, and the Patriots finished with 35 points, 25 rebounds, 9 out of 15 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 23 turnovers, and Adams Central will fall to 12-7 on the season. They will be at home for the final week of the regular season, Tuesday against Hastings St. Cecilia, Thursday against Ravenna. We'll look at the final numbers for the victorious Wood River Lady Eagles right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Wood River Lady Eagles. They had six players score. Victoria Martinez had 4 points, two rebounds. Hannah Libs had a rebound. Becca Wolf had 2 points and a rebound. Morgan Fisher had 6 points and seven rebounds. The rebounds led the team today for Morgan. Morgan Heiss had 4 points, five rebounds. Lacey Wodicheski, 16 points and a rebound. Angie Bowers, three rebounds. And Kelly Bossert led the team tonight with 17 points, six rebounds, and a blocked shot. Nine rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 9 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. And turnovers, 11 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Wood River had 20 points at halftime. They scored 29 points is what they had in the second half, 10 in the fourth quarter. So they had 29 points in the second half, and they finished with 49 points, 26 rebounds, 13 out of 19 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, 21 turnovers, and Wood River will improve to 10 and 8 with a 49-35 victory over Adams Central. Their road trip continues next Thursday at Minden, and the regular season wraps up Friday at Donovan Trumbull. And then when we look ahead to sub-districts, they travel to Grand Island, Centura, Donovan Trumbull, Grand Island Central Catholic, St. Paul in there, and I guess you got to look at Wood River Central Catholic and Centura all kind of mixed in there. We'll see how Centura plays in the championship tonight. But Coach Darren Parlin joins us here. And, Coach, getting two wins in the conference tournament has to, and your only loss to the second-ranked team in C2, I mean, it's got to have you pointed in the right direction. Nice win today.
Oh, thank you, Doug. I'm tickled for the girls. I mean, they've worked. We wanted to get something out of this tournament, and although we said two extra games is a big deal, I mean, getting to play two extra games, we can improve. We wanted to take a little hardware home, and you can get, and you know this, you get third place in this conference and anything, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and a nice win for the girls tonight. As we said, it's been hard just to crack the semifinals, and so that was the first goal this team
had.
That's right.
And that was, we sat down first day of practice and talked about it. Said, what are we going to have to do to be able to get the semifinals? We said we have to be in the top five seeds. Well, we ended up being a fifth seed, and it just kind of went on from there. Like I said, just tickled for these girls.
Key in the ball game is you come out with the lead at halftime. Adams Central does come out and fire the first seven. They have a little pep in their step, tie the ball game at 20. It took them about 3.5-4 minutes to do that, and you guys hadn't scored. And then when you score, you run off eight in a row, and you're up eight, and you don't look back. I mean, the kids didn't have their heads down. They answered the Patriot run with a bigger one of their own. They went on a 19-4 run to end the quarter.
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest thing that this group has done, where maybe other teams that I've had haven't. When we get hit with a counterpunch, we don't get the attitude, oh, here it goes again. And we just kind of suck it up and throw a punch back. And I thought Lacey's on-ball defense created some easy buckets for us, and then we kept saying that we needed to keep getting Kelly Bosshart touches. Good things happen when she touches the ball.
Well, and she got Hodson in a little bit of foul trouble. I don't think all five were guarding Bosshart, but Jalinda seemed to have it going tonight, but with the fouls, they had to put her on the bench, and that really took away any inside game that they had. And for a freshman, Kelly really stepped up, I suppose as a freshman, she doesn't realize that she's playing in a conference tournament with all these girls, and just had a pretty good, relaxing ball game.
No, I told her the other night she was disappointed with her performance against Kearney Catholic. And she had 12 points, like six rebounds, and I said, you know, sometimes we forget she's a freshman. I mean, that's pretty good numbers against a Kearney Catholic. And then she comes out tonight, and I'm sure she probably would be critical of how she played in some area tonight, I'm sure. But she played wonderfully.
Coach, as we mentioned, your next two games on the road, state-rated Minden will be a test for you Thursday, then at Donovan Trumbull on Friday, and into that sub-district tournament. where do you see the team going from here?
Next week, obviously, Minden, they're a tough game. Everyone knows. Donovan is much, much, much improved throughout the year. And I think all you have to do is look. They lose by about 30 to St. Paul the first week of the year, and then they beat St. Paul by 8 the other night. Lost by 3 to Adams Central, or 5 or something like that a couple weeks ago. So you want to end up, you know, positive in those two. And then the sub-district, I tell you what, it's wide open, you know. We'd like to think that we have as good a shot as anybody in there, but.
I was just looking, you played Centura on opening night, and that was a one-point game, and I know Grand Island Central Catholic, they got you the first time, so I think all the teams are much improved from then, and I guess we'll see what happens when the sub-district rolls along.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Big win tonight, 49-35, third place here in the conference, and your 10th victory, and we'll see you again before the season's over, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks Darren. Darren Parlin, head coach of the Wood River Lady Eagles, get a nice win today. 17 points from Kelly Bossert, 16 from Lacey Wodicheski. Adams Central was led by Jalinda Hodson with a dozen. We're about 30 minutes away from our boys' consolation game as the St. Paul Wildcats will put their 14-2 record against the 11-6 Kearney Catholic Stars at 4 o'clock. The girls' championship at 6, Kearney Catholic Centura. The boys' championship at 8, Ravenna. And Adams Central Patriot fans will be right back here in the gymnasium. So you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Here on KKPR, Red Ledge ski coats are half off. Their Red Ledge ski pants are on sale. Wigwam stacking caps are half off as well. Misco Sports on the bricks, open 7 days a week for your convenience. The final in the Fort Kearney Conference, Pleasanton 42, Wilcox Hildreth 34 on the girls' side. The boys' consolation between SEM and Eustis Farnham will tip off at 4. You can hear all those games on ESPN 1460. Also, the UNK and Nebraska women, both winners earlier this afternoon. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda, saying thanks for listening. We'll be back in just a little over 20 minutes for our second game of the day between St. Paul and Kearney Catholic Boys. The final in the girls' consolation, Wood River 49, Adams Central 35.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.